Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Show Dom Giordano Day here, 310 West Hildreth Avenue, and we have some of our regulars. The Earl of Tacconi will be up next in the On Deck Circle. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up. It's the usual show. We'll do that around 2:13. We'll get a winner. We'll pick the winner of the week on the side question. But joining us is Chef Dave, Caller of the Year, Scott of Mount Laurel, and runner-up in the Caller of the Year, Joe from Columbus, New Jersey. All right, so it's an all-star team. Now, Dave, we heard you on the Dawn Stensland show today. What was your story of woe, Chef Dave? And yet you're still here, Dave, to join us at Mulligan's. What happened to you?
Okay, well, basically, a tree fell down in my driveway over a wire, and it was underneath the wire.
Right.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world. So the power came back on, so I'm out there this morning because I had to get to the Dom show. It's Dom Day. Wildwood, come on. It's like a celebration.
Cut that Henry back there. This is the best promo ever coming up. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I get out the chainsaw, and I'm cutting up the tree. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, oh, the power's off. Who cares? But then I forgot the power's back on. So my son starts coming out of the house yelling at me.
Oh,
my
God.
What are you doing? You're going to electrocute yourself. I said, relax, man. The power's off. He goes, no, it's not. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm glad I didn't hit the wire.
Well, look, you are the most intrepid to get here for Dom Day that we have. I don't think we could, in 100 years, find a better tale than that. We appreciate it.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I made all this pasta for you guys, homemade pasta.
Right.
What was I going to do?
What's the secret to your homemade pasta? Can you tell us?
It's pretty basically simple. Semolina flour.
Right.
So to a 6-pound recipe, you want 4 pounds semolina, 2 pounds of the 00 flour from Italy. It's really fine. 6 eggs and about a cup and a quarter. No, wait a minute. About a cup and a quarter, a cup and a half or to a cup and a quarter of water. That's it.
Well, Dave, thank you. You are one of the most entertaining callers, particularly when we differ a little bit. And you are next to the heavyweight champion and the guy who's looking at the crown on his head and wanting it. We have Scott of Mount Laurel, this year's heavyweight champion, basketball coach extraordinaire, Joe of Columbus, hair aficionado extraordinaire, and both great guys. So, guys, 1 year into this is the first time post the election we had a chance, Scott, to celebrate all that's happened. Scott Presler was here, Linda Kearns, two people responsible for Trump winning, along with Trump, in Pennsylvania. Serious note today, you guys are plugged into this, listen to a lot of talk radio, great callers, both of you. What do you make of where we are with President Trump now and this quack of people that the media is in love with to show that Trump is going to get us into unending wars? When, right, wrong, or indifferent, his whole M.O. is nowhere near that. That's the last thing that this guy would ever do, out of his own self-interest, if nothing else.
I agree with you. I don't see any way that's going to happen. I mean, I think that he's certainly, you know, like Reagan talked big, and right. got the Soviet Union to do what he wanted without right. having to fire a shot.
Right.
And I think that that's Trump's plan, is, hey, we're not going to take it off the table. Let them worry about it. They think he's unhinged to begin with, maybe. And why not use that? And we would take out, I think Trump would take out a leader like he did with Soleimani and some of the others if needed. But I agree with you that he's using that, but he's not going to put ground troops anywhere.
No, I don't even think we're going to hit their nuclear reactor facility using American bunker busters. The Israelis might be giving it. They mm-hmm. might do it. And I don't think the Iraqis are going to strike back. I just don't see that. As long as we're not directly attacking them, yeah. they're not going to strike back in this situation.
I agree. And I think it's really a shame that a large portion of our country on the left, that they want something to go wrong instead right. of having Iran and their capabilities be dismantled.
Exactly. Joe of Columbus. Joe, what do you think on this?
Well, I agree with everything Scott said. I think as staunch conservatives, we got to trust the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waver from it. We know why we voted for him. But I said it 8 years ago and probably beyond, that Trump's best asset, Trump's biggest downfall or possible downfall as far as the liberal media is his biggest asset, and that's his ego. He does not want to leave a bad legacy. And I think right. Trump's hanging out knowing that Israel probably could take care of its own with its technology, which we most likely imparted on them. He's going to take care of their own. He's going to hang out like a big brother, a big father, maybe until we're needed, but not a moment until that point.
And you see these people as insignificant, the Tucker Carlsons of the world and the others, as far
well,
as... I'm about to tell you, the other day, we had a number of people that were turning on Trump a bit, which surprised me. Couldn't tell if they were people that supported or doing this to go after him. There's no indicator. I will be right here, right now, at Mulligan's, tell you, if he engages in anything remotely like it's being talked about, I would be shocked. It's not his MO. It's not his personality. And he's very concerned about legacy. Bill O'Reilly's coming on Monday. Others can talk about Trump in one way. I rely on O'Reilly, as you know, because they're on the same age level, have known each other for years. He comes back and forth with him. O'Reilly will tell him when he's wrong and still go back to him. And I think he's going to say, no, Trump is not that. There's nothing in the DNA that's going to move us there.
No. And I think down deep, he's well-metered, very yeah. well-metered. Like I said, we don't know a good president's a good president until 20, 25 years
right.
down the road. And I think Trump knows that. The Bidens were for the Bidens. They were there for the generational right. wealth. They didn't care, but they also had the media on their side, supporting every little off-color move they made. That gives a sense of empowerment and entitlement to them. Mm-hmm. Trump's, that's not a part of Trump's fabric.
All right, we have both the caller of the year, the runner-up. Scott Presser is still here. I thought that guy was going to be on vacation. Come on out and see Scott here at 310 West Hildreth. But we also have our first caller of the year, the Earl of Tacony, with us here at
Woo!
Mulligan's this year. All right, and is that a previous? Because I'm going to unveil the new Mulligan shirt. They're very excited about it. It's got a tropical look. Is that a previous year?
Yes, this is last year.
Last year.
So, I'm currently accumulating Mulligan swag.
Okay.
Next year, we'll get the socks and the shorts.
Okay. So, Earl of Tacony, Earl, your thought of what's overhanging, even though it's a big day of celebration here at Mulligan's, with Kearns and Scott Presser standing right here, the architects in Pennsylvania of winning. I'm even a little bit afraid, and I talked to some of the Jersey people, they're going to try to bleed this into the governor's race in Jersey. After all, Mikey Sherrill was in a helicopter. So, not that I'm disparaging any military service, but they're going to try to leech that in here. It's a desperate move. What do you say, Earl?
It amazes me that people still haven't figured out how Trump works. I mean,
right.
people have known him for decades. For the last 10 years or so, we've seen how he acts. And a lot of people that were never Trumpers finally signed on to Trump when they finally right. realized how he works. And the way Trump works, and I don't want to give away his game plan, but I guess I'm going to have to, is Trump says something ridiculously stupid. And then he stands back and he watches, how do people react? And he learns the temperature of the room by saying things that people don't understand. And he bounces all sorts of crazy ideas off. He knows exactly what he wants today. Even right. though he said, you know, we're going to take care of this in 2 weeks. No, he knows exactly what he wants, and he's manipulating the field to try and get people to say things so that he can manipulate them, where he's going to say something stupid, Iran's going to say something, and he's going to say, okay, this is what I need to do to get them to give me what I want. And he's a manipulator. And that's why the Democrats don't like him, because he's unpredictable. When you had an old school politician, you knew how they were going to react. You know, if, when Iran went in, or take for example Russia going into Ukraine, they knew that Biden was going to do anything. They knew that Obama was going to do anything. Right. They didn't do it with Trump because they didn't know. Is he going to bomb us? Is he going to ignore us? Is he going to let us? His unpredictability is his strength. It makes him annoying to his enemies and also to us. As a Trump supporter, I find it very annoying that he does these things.
Hey, how would you like to be a talk show host having to deal with this, with the... weaving, as he calls it, back and forth.
But I've realized that's what he does, and I've learned to accept it.
Right.
And all these people that get upset, Trump said this, he's going to get us all killed. No, you know, Trump says a lot of things. You wait until the end game, and then all of a sudden he'll go and he'll turn around, and he'll get exactly what he wants. And then all of a sudden everyone's like, well, I guess I should have trusted him in the first place. You've done that 15, 20 times. Learn from your mistakes. That's how he reacts. That's what he does. And... pay attention. That's all
we have
to do.
We have the fraternity of our all-time great callers. Today we have, well, right now it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, and today you'll win a pair of Fandango movie codes to see the summer's high-octane, action-packed, ultimate underdog story, F1 the Movie, starring Brad Pitt as Formula One racing hero Sonny Hayes. Only in theaters and IMAX on June 27th from Warner Brothers Pictures. All right, Henry, have it today?
Yeah, Dom. Yeah, so Dom Giordano Day, first day of summer here. Nothing says summer like the Beach Boys. So I'm going to play you a cover of the Beach Boys. I want to know the famous band covering the Beach Boys. Simple enough.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round.
Covering the Beach Boys, and you get that. You're off to the movies here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. You know, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you can get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. Recently had a chance to talk to Joyce, a listener, new patient of Dr. Bentz. She had another dentist say she needed dentures. Joyce told me she may be vintage, but she's not old, and dentures were not for her. So she heard me talking about Dr. Bentz. She went to Dr. Bentz. Very gratefully, dental implants going well with Joyce. She couldn't be happier. It underlines that the dentist really does matter, really does make a difference. My dentist for 10 years, the technology, the expertise to give you the most accurate and best diagnosis. Call Dr. Bentz, meet with him and his team, get on the road to great dental health, the smile that you've always wanted, 610-272-6949, or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, 610-272-6949.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, here's our clue today. Who's covering this song for the Beach Boys?
We always take my car because it's never been beat. And we never missed yet with the girls we meet.
is with that. Henry, if you bring up Missy in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Missy, what's your answer?
Sha-na-na.
All right, thanks, Missy. Let's try Phil in Lansdowne. Phil and Talk, I'm sorry. All right. Phil in Lansdowne. Hey, Phil, what's your answer today?
Hey, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, Phil, nicely played. And Phil, you are going off to the movies. Enjoy the Brad Pitt film. Of course, we'll pull our winner today of the Money Melody Prize today, a pair of Fandango movie codes to see the summer's high-octane, action-packed, ultimate underdog story, F1 the Movie, starring Brad Pitt as Formula One racing hero Sonny Hayes, only in theaters and IMAX on June 27th from Warner Brothers Pictures. All right, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Johnny Z has joined us, and we are about ready to unveil the latest creation. Where is Pam? I told her to be hanging around here, Johnny. Is it that busy?
Nah, she had to run home real quick. She's working the liquor store tonight, so she had to run home.
Okay, that's right. Don't forget the liquor store right here on Hildreth, right before you get to Mulligan's. Pretty good crowd here today, John.
Yeah, it's a great turnout. Thank you guys for coming back down. Yeah, everybody's having a great time. How did that vote go, Dom?
Wait a minute. I saw you over there jumping up and down. The only time I saw this guy emotionally. Why are people so invested in the sauce? Lorraine Rinaldi is so enraged, she challenges Rizzioli.
Just a reminder, it was 2-1 sauce to gravy. Two sauce for every one gravy.
Well, the,
blew him out of the water,
shocking.
Dom.
You're real Italian there. That's shocking. It's disgraceful. This bar is just out. It was packed with people that weren't Italian. That's the only thing I could tell you here. But Lorraine Rinaldi is so enraged, she challenges Rizzioli to an Italian pizza-making contest.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if the Grand Hotel has the pizza ready to go, but he's over there today.
Is she going over there?
I think she might. And, John, we're unveiling the newest, the tropical look here, the Mulligan's shirt, the summer White House shirt, and particularly the back. Great design. So is this... what's your work in this, John, or is it mostly your wife?
No. That's all my wife. She took the pattern from last year, and she says, I want to work on this a little bit. And she was working with a company. I think she gave it to you.
Yeah, the T-shirt company were printed by Plan B Promotions. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, they were fantastic. She would send something off to them, and 5 minutes later, they would fire something back, and they sent us sample shirts and everything else. And that's what they came up with.
It is great, John. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. It
is the place. You can tell how listeners just love coming down here. Some of them from, like Fred Heron, who's running for sheriff, 2-3 hours away. He said he could get to Nathan's easier than this, but he was coming. Chef Dave, who almost electrocuted himself to get here today. Now, that's what we want from listeners.
They want to be here.
Exactly. So, John.
Dedication, yes.
Mulligan's, you pride yourself on particularly the dinners. We talk about this all the time. You got the country and western crowd in town. It was like an invasion downtown at a bagel place.
It's crazy.
What do you do? What does your chef come up with for them?
Tonight, they're running meaty back ribs. You can have your choice. It's either in a barbecue sauce or a kickin' bourbon sauce. And then dirty snow crabs. It's three crab clusters and a Cajun lemon butter sauce.
I would have thought that you would have a vegan menu for the country music
crowd. Oh, yeah, they would love that. Absolutely love that.
So on a regular night, the website, where do people go, or the Facebook page?
On Facebook, Mulligan Shore Bar and Grill.
And again, it's a wide variety throughout the summer and throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
Now, go ahead, John.
We do everything, appetizers, you know, pub fare, cheesesteaks and stuff, and then... you know, full dinners to boot. So, you know, we get everything covered.
Absolutely. So you haven't had a chance to weigh in. Serious note of the show today with Iran hanging over this and all. I saw you before we started.
Right.
By the way, the sauce did win today. That's true. I saw you over here at the bar. You got so many things to tend to, and you're worried about the alcohol. What does your wife say about it?
Well, I was raised down here. So okay. it was sauce, whether it was spaghetti sauce, marinara sauce. My wife is South Philly. And she grew up, you know, it was gravy. So in my house, we call it gravy sauce. That's what we call it, gravy sauce.
It's a mixed marriage here. That's where we keep the peace. I notice the gravy comes first. That's good.
Yes.
So, John, we've been talking here, and I talked to you before, though. With all that's going on, fabulous celebration today. Our eyes on President Trump and Iran. And I think you and I had the same sense, and people can follow you on Twitter, where it gets pretty heated.
Right.
At some of these people suddenly buying this narrative that Trump is going to do what other presidents would do, when this is, in my mind, his biggest legacy. He has exerted American power. In fact, I would say you can even argue his biggest positive. He's exerted American power, but we have not gotten into the quicksand of the Middle East and these wars.
Right.
Ukraine's an example, too.
Yeah. I mean, his first term as president.
Right.
You know, any kind of military strike, it was quick, and that was the end.
Right.
You know, no long-term wars and everything else that, you know, now everybody's so worried about. You know, oh, my God, we're going to get in this war with our forever war. Forever. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think Israel, they're taking care of most of it. Now, as far as this two-week thing I told you earlier, I think that might be another one of these 60-day things that Trump did. You know, the first, you know,
right.
You got 60 days to make a deal. 61st day. Boom.
Right.
Now, this might be the same kind of thing. You got 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And then, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to, you know, it could be one of those deals. You know,
exactly.
I don't, we're going to wait and see. But no, I don't think, you know, it's going to be some kind of huge involvement. No.
Down the road, I'm agitating for it, for you and for me and Talk Radio 1210. We got to get Trump here for another day like May 14th last year, which was spectacular here at Mulligan's and across Wildwood, to have him come here to help solidify it for Jack Cittorelli. And even early October, it's temperate enough here.
Oh, absolutely.
In Wildwood.
Yeah, absolutely. The crowds are gone for the most part, you know, the
right.
First couple weeks of October. There's a couple of things in town still going on, but, you know, the huge summer crowds are gone. And that would be, you know, if he would come down here for Jack, that would be huge for the town, and it'd be big for Jack.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to get Jack Cittorelli here. We know he makes a meatball, and we might have to have a little competition. Parting, Ari, the most important thing for Fred Heron. I'm not sure if Fred's still here, Dan. If he is, we'd work him back in.
There he is.
Yes, yeah, Fred will get him back over. Okay, the sheriff candidate in and current sheriff in Bucks County has invited me to do a bartending thing. And for that guy, I would do anything. I haven't done that in years. And usually, it's ceremonial. You don't do anything.
Guest bartender.
Rose watching this. How is that pouring the first Miller Lite for Joe's son, the first legal brew today?
Oh, how did you do?
Yeah.
I thought you were asking Rose.
Yeah.
No, you did just fine. You know, there's a little bit of trick to it. You know, you got to open that tap real quick, you know, get the glass under there sideways. And
I had no head on it is what you're saying.
I'm not going to critique you. Okay. Not on your first beer, no.
Okay.
No, it was fine.
And as far as mixed drinks, what could go wrong if somebody says, I want a Bloody Mary? Okay.
Yeah. You just throw a bunch of stuff in it, make it red, and that's fine. Make
exactly.
It spicy. Make it spicy.
What's the secret to a vodka mix? The vodka mixed drink? Just throw a bunch of stuff in it, and it'll
taste
good.
That's it. You know,
there you go.
So somebody asks you for a drink, you don't know what it is, say, what color is it?
Right.
Blue. All right, make it blue. That's fine. But
great bartending. No wonder why Mulligan's is so popular.
No, we take pride in our drinks. And a lot of places, you know, they'll use a pre-made Bloody Mary mix.
Right.
Not here. We do them all from scratch, you know, everything.
And most popular is the signature drink?
Or Mulligini.
Okay.
I invented it when I lived in California years ago, and I brought it back here, and that became our signature drink. It's a vodka-based drink. It's got watermelon schnapps, sour apple schnapps, some fruit juice, a little bit of grenadine, triple sec. It's good.
Sounds like a health drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Thank you, John.
All right.
Thanks for having us. We'll check in before the end of the show, too.
All right,
but again,
good.
310 West Hildreth. If you're headed to the Wildwoods this weekend, big weekend in town. Great food, particularly check out the dinners here at Mulligan's. Follow them on Facebook. Scott Presser is still here. Those people are going to let him go. He's giving his health tips now in the lobby. The scene of a great defeat of gravy, at least this time. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with, I know we got a bunch of people here before the end of the show. We have some more law enforcement people, and we'll talk to some of our frequent callers, Joe and Scott and the Earl of Tacconi. Let me first, though, remind you that after 15 years of European splendors, Ro and I have been to Italy twice with listeners. We're excited about our tour to Sicily and Calabria. Nothing masters Italy like conservative tourists. That's the first thing. They know everything. They know the local color. The tour guides are the best people that we've ever worked with. Our guide Lorenzo and the team all hail from Calabria. Picture the bustling, colorful markets of Palermo, framed by the Azure Mediterranean. Admire the awesome beauty of the architecture that recalls all the people that have come through Sicily. The Normans, the Greeks, the Byzantine mosaics of Monreal attest to this distinction. Local wineries, where dining events will amaze. Marcella, Trapina, and a remnant of all Greek civilization, the Valley of the Temples. All this for just $55.44, including airfare. Call 888-733-9493 or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour, Mount Etna, and my favorite, Taormina, conclude with one of the best unknown destinations in Italy. That is Calabria. I'll see you on the cliffs of Taormina. I'll see you in Sicily. All that you have to do is go to the website. And I know a lot of you have already done. Picture this with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. That's the best part of it. Call them now at 888-733-9493.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Does believe in law and order. We have two guys with us in studio that met Johnny Z the other day, John McGinley and Juan Rivera, who are running for office in the FOP election coming up, Lodge 5. Proud organization. Sad to differ with them on any number of things. So, John, what office are you running for?
Vice President.
And Juan?
I'm also running for vice president. There's so four positions.
Oh, there's many vice presidents.
Right, there's one president, there's four vice presidents.
We may try that as a country, four vice presidents. That would be an interesting thing. Who decides about it? We're not going to get into it. The president can't hold office anymore. So, John, your background as a Philadelphia policeman.
Well, I've been on the job for 24 years. I'm currently a lieutenant. Okay. I started out in patrol like we all do in the 35th and 14th District, which you're familiar with.
Yep, exactly.
I worked in the warrant unit. I made sergeant, and then I made lieutenant. I'm currently working for one of the chiefs in the training bureau.
And Juan, your background?
I have about 23 and a half years of law enforcement experience. I started off also in the 35th District. I was there for about 13, 14 years. I was a detective for a little while. I got promoted to sergeant. I was a part of the Elite Highway Patrol. I was also in the 6th District, Center City, and I now teach at the Philadelphia Police Academy, our MPO courses.
Now, you guys are running then to be vice president in the FOP versus the people who currently hold the office. On what position? What is it that you run on versus the current people that we have?
Well, Don, we've run into a lot of people on a job because of the positions that we are in and being on the job for so many years. And the current theme with a lot of our officers and our supervisors that they don't feel like their voice is being heard. We have elections that we haven't had election in 15 years. And that's because no one stepped up to do what we're doing today.
Okay.
One of the issues are we back local races, politicians. We have big price tickets that we donate money to and stuff like that. Our members want to be asked about who we back in office. We're not asked.
Okay.
And that's one of the problems that a lot of the patrol officers, a lot of the members have. Just a simple question, a survey going out. Who do you want to back for office? My 24 years on this job.
Well, I hate to interrupt, but for some reason my gripe was, and you know how pro-cop I am, but they didn't endorse Dugan. They didn't endorse anybody in the Krasner race.
Right, and that was a question. And like I said, I'm involved. I've been involved with the FOP just as a member, not on our staff. And that was a question a lot of members have. And that's another part that our membership has an issue with, the transparency. Right. We have some things that have gone happen in the last few years, actually a little bit over a decade, that are brought up in meetings or just in personal one-on-one conversations, and we don't get a straight answer. That's something that we're going to do. We're going to be open. We're going to let our members know what's going on if we make a decision. If there's something that seems controversial, we're going to address it.
Is there any rationale, though, Juan, maybe you know, why not endorse in the Krasner race? Is there a fear of retaliation from Krasner?
To be honest with you, I don't really know. And that's okay. And referring to, like, going back to what John says, I don't know. I didn't follow. We don't get, as a member, okay. I personally have not received enough information. So whatever the reason behind it is, okay. I feel as though the current administration should have said or sent out a memo, a memorandum, something, right. Some sort of information saying, listen, members, we understand some of you might feel that we should be endorsing this person. Some people feel that we should endorse the other. This is why us as a union have we decided not to do that.
But there
that.
Was no endorsement. That's the thing.
Right.
That's,
and that was the other. And this is why we've chosen not to endorse someone.
Right.
Or not to endorse anyone at all.
Okay.
Give us explanations.
Right. I'd like to hear it too. So where do we go to see what you guys are about? John McGinley, Juan Rivera, where do we go?
Well, we have a webpage. You might be able to film with that, Juan.
Yeah. Yes.
We're on Facebook, we're Instagram,
okay.
And we're out. We go after roll calls, which we do weekly, and the different units,
okay.
Which we haven't seen. We start seeing it now, Don, because now there's competition. They have current teams coming out and are going out, and which is good.
Right.
It's a good thing.
When's the election?
It's October 7th. When the election?
Okay. Around the corner, then.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not far.
Okay. And it's going to be mail-in ballot. Which
so,
is
there a name for your ticket, or McGinley, or
It's actually the Team Newt Mellon. So. The person running for the actual presidential position is Charles Mellon. But you can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, under Team Newt Mellon for FOP Lodge 5. And okay. That's how you'll
find us. Can you spell that out for listeners?
Yeah. And Newt would be K-N-U-T-E, Mellon, M-E-L-L-O-N.
All right.
Team Newt Mellon.
Very good, guys. Thank you for coming to Mulligan
today. Dom, I appreciate
today.
It.
Thank
we'll
you
be,
so much.
We'll be in touch
thank
as
you
we get
time,
closer
sir.
To the election. You're welcome.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. I didn't even get to today, but I might ask Fred Herron about this coming up here. Two guys running for the FOP office here at Mulligan's. Thank you, guys. Mon, nice to meet you. Thanks, guys. We'll wrap up the festivities here. We'll find out the shocking demise of Gravy. Say it ain't so. Is there nothing sacred in America? And we'll hear from Fred Herron, Johnny Z, a little bit more. Dan, also. But Philadelphia police are changing their uniforms from powder blue, which is effective, to midnight blue. This is like the Phillies not using their powder blue uniforms, and the Eagles not using Kelly Green. Dan, I'm not a Kelly Green fan per se,
yeah, right.
But in Philadelphia...
I love Kelly Green, man. I don't know why you're so against it.
No, I'm not against
it. It's beautiful.
No. But I know that Eagles fans love Kelly Green versus midnight green.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with the Philadelphia police. Light blue is a great color. It's a common color.
I agree.
Why spend $1.3 million...
To look like everybody else.
In insanity to look like everybody
yeah.
else. Makes no sense.
Makes, yeah.
All right. I guess on the side question, should we declare a winner today?
We have the yeah. four. So Michael yeah. Pelka did take side question answer. So we have four winners
oh, okay.
so
you
far
are.
We can choose
coming
from
up.
If you want to do
yeah,
it.
Let's do it right now. Do you have it?
Henry, can you line them up? Do you have
sure.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear the winners this week.
All right. So Monday, we asked for something associated with Los Angeles. Joe in Columbus went with that Beach Boy lifestyle. Tuesday, we asked for something that you do that you don't necessarily want to do. Marty in South Jersey. Actually, you know what? I'm reading last week's. Hold on. I'm a mess right now.
Oh, Henry.
Yeah, no, I know. I looked at the wrong page. All right. Anyway, Monday, let's start over. Associated right, with the Army, David in Somerset said field command. Tuesday, we asked for something associated with country music. David in Lexington said Dukes of Hazzard. Wednesday, me and Mike, we asked for that all-time name with a famous middle initial in it. Susan and Ambler won with local legend John B. Kelly, father of Grace Kelly. And then yesterday, we asked for products that you don't buy anymore because of their political affiliations. Don and Franconia with Viagra.
Oh!
What's a political affiliation?
Is it quite the story he had? I'll say that much.
All right, so Henry, I got the dice here. I'm going to roll a number here with a fresh new dice. Earl brought us new today because the other one was weighted. We always got the same dice. It wasn't actually. And we got the roll. I'm going to bring it up to the camera exactly how it was.
Ooh.
And the top number, a one. So Monday's winner, say that again, Henry.
That is
Monday?
David and Somerset.
David Somerset brought his own gravy here today. He's still here. David Somerset.
Hey, look at him at the bar.
Dave. Nicely played. All right. Final roundup coming up here from Mulligan's. Don't forget, Richie Owies over at the Grand Hotel today. Just miles away, 5 miles, 7 miles away, something like that, I guess, for 4 big hours. Dom Day in Wildwood on Talk Radio 1210. All right, still time for you to get here to Mulligan's. Rick Sand, West Hildreth Avenue. Dom Day in Wildwood. What a spectacular day. Still with us, Fred Herron, Sheriff out in Bucks County. Scott Presler of the Appalachian Trail with his own film crew. I don't know. They made a detour to Mulligan's. It's Mulligan's on the Appalachian Trail. And Johnny Z, who hosts like nobody else. So, Scott, you're headed home for some R&R, but you'll still be with us on Monday. Right?
What's happening on Monday?
Got it. No more here, Mulligan's.
Am I still going to be here?
Probably.
Listen, when it comes to Dom Giordano's show Monday at 2 o'clock, you think that I'm going to miss that opportunity? No, I will be there.
It's Presler time, exactly. And Fred Herron, tell us about your podcast here on Talk Radio 1210.
Thanks, Dom. We started a podcast about a month and a half ago. It's just something I've always thought about, and we went live. We have 6 episodes dropped. It's called Law & Order Bucks, B-U-X. And we talk about all kinds of things relating to crime and law enforcement policies. We're talking about some legislation reform regarding DNA. I know it's a sore subject with you.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to get you back on that one. Okay. Now I might be on board by now.
It's a good change in some legislation.
Okay.
This past week, this Thursday, we talked about protection from abuse orders and folks that, you know, that need that and how the process is. So it's kind of like I call it, you know, a lot of people just know how to serve the sausage, know how to eat the sausage. Here we're talking about how the sausage is made. And it's really an inside local look. So it's not a Hollywood style things that you just hear about. It's what happens right here in the Delaware Valley. And I'll open up to any topic.
When will Diane Morseglia be a guest?
Let me think of that. Probably never. although I will officially welcome her today if she wants to come on. I don't think the county, at least 2 of the county commissioners, have any interest in being on my show. But I really wouldn't mind it. I don't understand their thoughts. But we've gotten some good reviews back, and I'm just hoping it builds and builds and builds. And I just want to do some other stuff and take the show on the road. Eventually, I'd like to do things remotely. I think I told you one time, my original major in college was theater. It was not political science or criminal justice.
Let us know. Have we promoted? And I'm down to do your
We're waiting on a date from the bar. It's going to be Chambers in Doylestown, probably on a Wednesday. So I have to. I need who to connect with here to see your schedule on a Wednesday night.
All right. Just me or Ro or Dan. Dan will tell you, too. And I have the bartender extraordinaire, Johnny, who said, if they say red, pour stuff in that's red. No, he's tutoring the office. That's why I told
correct.
You that.
That's correct.
And Scott Presler, our health guru, what is in your drink here, Scott?
This is, because they keep trying to force me to do like a pina colada or something. I'm like, guys, I'm dry right now, but the summer will be lit. So I'm doing Nescafe almond milk and sugar-free creamer. And it's just, you know, I'm trying to do my whole Bobby Kennedy Maha thing going on here. But no, this summer, this will be a very wild summer.
Absolutely. And one more time, where do we go to help out Scott again across Jersey and Pennsylvania?
Thank you. Earlyvoteaction.com. And I, since he's here at the table, I want to make it clear to anyone that wants the rule of law and that wants to make sure that the executive part of our branch of government has the ability to enforce law, I ask your vote to reelect Sheriff Fred Herron in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And I ask for your vote for District Attorney Jen Shorn. Re-elect Jen Shorn. So Bucks County, turnout this November. Game on.
I don't know every DA and sheriff out there. The Montgomery County guy's not too bad. But Bucks County has the real core, and the DA is running against the con man, Joe Kahn, who ran against Larry Krasner.
Oh, wow.
So I'm aware of what the stakes are here. I hope Presler comes to Bucks County for these offices, Fred.
He's been there, so I know Scott's doing a lot of great work.
Absolutely. And Johnny, take us out with this. So what's next here at Mulligan's?
Well, we're just gearing up for the summertime. You know, we got, 2 weeks now is July 4th.
Right.
And that's the real big kickoff to summer. And, you know, if this weekend is any kind of, you know, target or, you know, as to what's coming, I mean, the town is packed. The weather's fantastic. Right. And, you know, looking forward to a great season.
Well, we'll be back at Mulligan sometime in late July, I think it is.
Is it late
your
July?
Good graces. Well, we'll work that out with all the powers.
Well, July 4th, right?
No, I don't know about July 4th. That's still...
Oh, that's not... Okay, Okay, all right.
And,
so that's,
and in August. And if we get Kelsey Grammer, that's an impromptu one.
Yes.
I'd like a Presler-Kelsey Grammer event.
That would be unbelievable. You'd have people lined up across the street to try to get in here. Exactly. That'd be fantastic. So it's great to see Scott again.
All right. Thanks to Dan. Thanks to Hembry for producing. Thanks to everybody who came out today at Mulligan's. I'm not as generous as Scott Presler. He's for all voters. The sauce voters, I just don't understand it. I don't know if they're Trump voters or not. Didn't make my day. All right, Richie Oley's next, coming to you from Cape May at the Grand Hotel. Have a great weekend, everyone, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.